A palpable sense of disappointment hung over the coverage of the Grandquist team's findings, accompanied by a subtle hint that the Swedes must have made errors. The Economist, for example, suggested a third series of experiments. J. Ingram, who also called for a third series, made the popular science agenda obvious by commenting, "Until then, the skeptics will be depressed, and those who believe there really are mysterious presences in our midst are celebrating." In short, Ingram sees our choices as restricted to either radical materialism or an unsubstantiated belief in mysterious presences. He ignores the possibility that normal human suggestibility accounts for the God Helmet effect, even though that is by far the most likely explanation, as Grandquist implies. Perhaps we don't always like to admit that we are more likely to experience an emotion or effect simply because we are led to believe that we will, but that is a well-established fact of human psychology. We certainly do not wish to acknowledge that we are more suggestible than others, especially if we pride ourselves on skepticism. But if our skepticism has only ever flowed in one direction, it is quite possible that we will be highly suggestible in that direction. It's also possible that at least some individuals who tried on the God Helmet had never given themselves permission, so to speak, to experience a spiritual reality until then. For an avowed atheist, the helmet would feel safe because a materialist explanation was readily available. In any event, skepticism has fallen on hard times indeed if it must exclude such normal workings of human nature as suggestibility in order to account for the God Helmet effect. A Path Out of the Wilderness. The Swedes' findings, or lack thereof, raised the specter of bad science, in which the inability to reproduce an experiment calls neurotheology's methodology into question. Julius C. Keller, Science and Theology News. The Brocken specter looked to every man like his first love. Scholar and author C.S. Lewis, 1898-1963. The God Helmet. Has it come to this? A science journalist lamented recently, "If the traditional theory is wrong, scientists will be left struggling to explain how such thoughts and sensations are generated."